Welcome to Progress in Mind Resource Center, where we bring you the latest news in psychiatry and neurology.
Today's episode is called, How Far Can Technology Aid Diagnosis and Treatment? Machine learning has potential in aiding objective psychiatric diagnosis and in the prediction of events such as suicide and the development of mental ill health in people at risk. But the value of standalone apps in treating seriously ill patients has still to be proven. In theory, machine learning and digital technologies can provide high standards of diagnosis and individualized care for patients while saving millions in cost. In practice, we are still some distance from achieving this. But as those attending ECNP 2020 virtual were told, there are encouraging signs along the way. One such sign is that automated semantic analysis of 10 minutes of free speech can differentiate psychiatric patients from controls with high sensitivity and specificity. Dina Popovich, Sheba Medical Center, Tel HaShomer, Israel, told the symposium on machine learning. This follows evidence that machine learning can, for example, use speech analysis to identify comorbid psychiatric conditions in people with epilepsy. Real-world monitoring of illness activity. We also have encouraging evidence from the MONARCA study of people with bipolar disorder that objectively collected smartphone data on incoming and outgoing calls and messages correlate well with scores on clinical rating scales of depression and mania. The smartphone data also distinguished between affective states. Another research group has developed a machine learning model which uses data on daily mood collected by a smartphone app to distinguish between healthy controls and patients with either bipolar or borderline personality disorder. Early days for standalone treatment apps. On the current evidence, apps have potential value as standalone interventions in patients with mild to moderate depression or anxiety, said Diego Hidalgo Mazai, Hospital Clinic de Barcelona, Catalunya, Spain. But in recurrent or severe depression, schizophrenia, and bipolar disorders, there is evidence of benefit only when apps are used as an adjunct to traditional approaches or blended with them. In the meta-analysis of randomized controlled trials in depression, smartphone interventions had a moderate positive effect in comparison to inactive controls, but only a small effect in comparison to active controls, Professor Hidalgo Mazai reported. And in the majority of cases, the apps were used as an additional treatment. A further meta-analysis of standalone apps for depression found only a small overall effect on symptoms. In conclusion, although some trials show the potential of smartphone apps targeting mental health symptoms, current evidence does not justify their recommendation as standalone psychological interventions. Predicting rare events. In the Q&A that followed the symposium, Professor Popovich suggested that machine learning has potential in aiding objective psychiatric diagnosis, in evaluating suicide risk, and in helping identify at-risk children who are themselves likely to develop mental ill health. But in relation to treatment, the verdict remained that the value of standalone apps in seriously ill patients has still to be proved.
Thank you for listening to the Progress in Mind Resource Center podcast. For additional resources and materials, visit us at progress.im.